Hugo Mata moves to vote on schedule reform and misogyny legislation to unblock chamber agenda. Hugo Mata, president of the Chamber of Deputies, announced an imminent vote on crucial reforms. He said the move would unlock the plenary by addressing the end of the 6-to-1 work schedule and a plan to curb misogyny drafted by a working group led by Deputy Tabata Amaral. The decision hinges on advancing the agenda and is seen as strategic to clear space for other priority bills. Mata will convene a leaders' meeting on Tuesday to discuss both topics, with Deputy Leo Prates presenting his view on the schedule project and Amaral outlining the group's final report on misogyny. The measures aim to redefine misogyny in law and tighten penalties for crimes against women in the digital realm. Brazil Chamber to vote on ending 6x1 schedule and misogyny measures. Two major measures are moving toward a vote in the Chamber of Deputies. President Hugo Mata announced that the agenda will include the end of the 6x1 work schedule and a misogyny policy crafted by a working group led by Tabata Amaral. The urgency regime tied to the work schedule proposal has blocked other items from advancing in the plenary, making this vote pivotal. The proposals are scheduled for Tuesday. Urgency and plenary bloc officials say the urgency status on the work schedule project has stalled many items in the plenary until a decision is made. The text is on the Tuesday agenda, and its approval is seen as a way to clear the chamber for other prioritized legislation. Leaders' meeting and key briefings. Mata called a leaders' meeting for Tuesday at 2 p.m. to discuss both topics. Sources indicate Leo Prates, Republicanos BA, will present clarifications on his report about the schedule project. Prates also led the related PEC on reducing the workday and ending the 6x1 schedule, which the chamber approved last month. Officials say the aim is to keep the bill simple and closely aligned with the PEC. Schedule reform plan. The move is viewed as strategic because it would unlock room for other important measures. By advancing the schedule reform, the chamber could shift focus to additional high-priority bills and begin broader consideration. Conclusion: Brazil Chamber moves to vote on ending 6x1 schedule and misogyny measures. The imminent votes reflect a deliberate effort by the chamber to recalibrate its agenda. By resolving the urgency surrounding the 6x1 schedule, the plenary would be unlocked for priority bills and broader reforms. The coordinated roles of Mata, Leo Prates, and Tabata Amaral highlight a unified approach that couples procedural changes with substantive policy, including a redefinition of misogyny in law and stricter penalties for online crimes against women. The upcoming leaders' meeting on Tuesday will be pivotal in aligning positions and managing expectations. While the measures promise clearer focus and momentum, their success will depend on cross-party support and disciplined legislative process. In essence, the vote could realign the chamber's near-term agenda and set the stage for a broader wave of reform. Frequently asked questions 1. What two bills is Hugo Mata moving to vote on? The end of the 6x1 work schedule and the misogyny plan from Tabata Amaral's working group. 2. Why does Mata say this vote will unlock the chamber's agenda? The urgency regime blocks other business. A vote will let the plenary move on to priority projects. 3. Who will present the schedule reform report? Deputy Leo Prates, Republicanos BA, will present the report. 4. What changes does Tabata Amaral's misogyny proposal seek? It redefines misogyny in law and tightens penalties for crimes against women online. 5. When is the leaders' meeting and what's it for? Tuesday at 2 p.m. It will discuss both bills and how the vote clears the agenda.